TKPN! Pageant Cast episode 200! For our special 200th episode, we have Jaina Altman, Miss International 2008.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Serena Ritter, Miss Illinois U.S. International 2009, and you are listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Crutchman.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the great introduction. You're listening to the 200th episode of the Pageant Cast. I couldn't be more excited if I tried. We're very excited because, honestly, I never thought this day would come, that we would have 200 episodes of the Pageant Cast, and here we are. And now we also have something unprecedented because our interview with Jaina Altman, she was Miss International 2008, just recently gave up her crown. I actually went into a third segment. Now, there's a reason that I made sure that this all lined up. First of all, Jaina is one of my favorite pageant personalities. She's certainly been a fantastic Miss International. But also, with there being three segments, it's perfect for, well, let's face it, I'm still in Myrtle Beach, and I'm hot pedaling it back to the land of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I wasn't going to be able to get a show out this week unless I recorded it early. And the 200th episode, I wanted everything to be just so. So because of the three segments, we obviously aren't going to have news this week. But we're also going to have all these special little intros and highs and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be an exciting show from beginning right through to the end. So we're very excited to have Jaina Altman, Miss International 2008, on today's program. I'm going to quit yakking. Let's get things going here on the Pageant Cast.
This is Christina Roach, Miss Teen North Carolina International. We are live from Chicago at the 2009 International Pageant, and I want to wish Tim Crutchman congratulations on 200 episodes of the Pageant Cast. Way to go, Tim.
Hello, Tim, and everyone listening through Pageant Cast. This is Christina Hughes calling in. We previously sponsored some pageant planner giveaways at frompageantplanner.com, and I wanted to call and congratulate you on your 200th episode of Pageant Cast. Congratulations for providing such a great resource for the pageant industry, Tim, and I look forward to coming back as a guest sometime. So take care and be sure to check out pageantplanner.com. We've sponsored lots of pageants this year, and I appreciate everyone in helping to get the word out about this valuable organizational tool for pageant girls to stay on top of all of their contacts and expenses and live appearances and photos and everything. So thank you so much, and congratulations, Pageant Cast, on your 200th episode.
This is Allie DeSantis, Miss Teen International 2007. We're live from Chicago at the 2009 International Pageant, and I want to wish Tim Crutchman congratulations on 200 episodes of the Pageant Cast. Way to go, Tim.
Hello, Tim. This is Glenda Kaplan with the Florida Beauties of America, just calling to congratulate you on the 200th episode of Pageant Cast. It was such a pleasure meeting you in South Carolina last year, and I look forward to seeing you in Myrtle Beach again for the 25th anniversary of the Beauties of America. So have a great day, best wishes, and continue the great Pageant Cast. Love you. Bye-bye.
This is Christine Bull, Miss Illinois International. We're live from Chicago at the 2009 International Pageant, and I want to wish Tim Crutchman congratulations on 200 episodes of the Pageant Cast. Way to go, Tim!
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to Pageant Cast. This is TKPN. We are live from the beautiful lobby of a theater here in Skokie, Illinois. It's called the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, and they're holding the International Pageants this weekend. And I am sitting across from Jana Altman. She's Miss International this year, and it's just, 48 hours left or so of your crowning. Are we going to have trouble with security getting that crown off of your head?
No, I am, ironically, compared to other queens, I am so unbelievably excited to crown the next title holder because I know of the opportunity that young women would have to promote what I consider a passion. Okay. When I think of platform, I think of shoes. So,
okay.
Her message, her passion.
Okay. So, tell us, let's start at the beginning. Let's start with what is your platform and what have you been promoting this year?
It is a program called I Can, Inspiring Confidence in Your Abilities Now. And I developed it with the focus of three different aspects. The first aspect of it is early intervention, with the focus behind that in early intervention and detection, we're able to identify different types of markers or aspects with related to different abilities, and recognizing those, the individual is able to understand firsthand early on what they can do to be able to become a success. In doing so, the second aspect is the education and awareness of understanding what they may have or their diagnosis and what their prognosis is. Because it's not just the physical or different types of, quote-unquote, different ability, but there's medical, mental, and so all of those encompass within the Americans with Disabilities Act. And the last and most important is the support group, because when we have a support group of our cheerleaders, whether it's our family, our friends, a medical professional, those are the individuals that help hold us up in some of our moments when we're trying to work our way through becoming a success with whatever aspect or different disability or different ability that we have. Okay. And then the most important, which is the I Can, the positive empowerment, mm-hmm. the positive idea or the positive thought behind everything that you're doing. Because I'm a spiritual person. I truly believe that everyone in life has a purpose and everyone has different aspects in their life that create who they are. And some are just more apparent than others. Some individuals might have a family situation, some individuals might have a hearing loss like I do, and some individuals might have a physical limitation. But each one of those aspects help shape our character and the person we are and destinate us for the success that we become down the road.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are wondering about the hearing loss, because I know I say things under my breath sometimes and you're picking up on it. So... what is this? What exactly is the situation? Are you just that good at reading lips, or what is it?
Well, I spent 12 years in auditory verbal therapy.
Okay.
And intensive auditory verbal therapy. While most kids were going outside to play after school, mm-hmm. I was that kid that was at the dinner table or at the kitchen table working with my speech therapist, which was Karen Rothwell Vivian. And for anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a day, every single day. And then as I got older, those lessons decreased in duration. But having that amount of training behind learning how to speak and then also understanding my factual and my hearing awareness, mm-hmm. I don't always pick up on different types of sound cues, but I'm able to pick up on visual cues or body cues, and I take all that into consideration when I'm trying to listen to an individual. I mean, now, I may not be able to hear, but I can listen, and being able to hear and listen are two different things.
Okay, and I've said this to you before, you listen better than most of the hearing folks I've worked with in my life, but somebody like Dan, our photographer, wonderful guy, but he has a deep Texan accent. Are you able to tell that he has his, you know, that he, and I know you can tell that he uses the words drawers instead of pants like most Americans, but he says drawers. I still don't understand that one, but can you make out accents? Do you get that, or how does that work?
That's so funny. I didn't even know he had a Texas accent until you just said that.
He does. And I'm not kidding. He has one. And it is funny. He's a wonderful guy. You just kind of, yeah, he's talking a little bit slower, and he has a little bit of a drawl. It isn't a pronounced one, but he has an accent. So accents aren't something that you would generally pick up on. Okay.
Accents,
but I noticed
really
that you dance around.
I've seen you dance around up on the stage. How can you do that without the auditory cues?
Well, when we look at hearing loss, we have to look at a number of different things. First mm-hmm. and foremost, I can hear with my hearing aids. Technology okay. is a wonderful thing. Okay. And my hearing aid, with the technology and the programming that I have behind it, has allowed me to be able to hear at least what individuals or audiologists would consider the mild to moderate range. Mm-hmm. Now, when I take my hearing aids out, I couldn't hear a foghorn.
Okay.
So okay. it's different. So it really
yeah.
depends.
Well, it's interesting because my father has actually had some hearing loss. He worked in a power plant for many years. And one of the happiest memories of my life is when he got these hearing aids and he could actually follow our conversation a little bit better. And it was not a profound hearing loss. I know there's levels, but it was amazing to him. Now, there's other things that have been developed, like, what is it, cochlea or something?
There's cochlear implants. There's okay. Three main devices that can be used for individuals with hearing loss. We have the hearing aid, which is first and foremost. And what that does is it amplifies what we call residual hearing, the hearing that the individual has left within the cochlea, depending on the different types of frequencies in which that individual can hear. And then we have what's called the Baha implant. And that focuses on bone conduction.
Now, Baha, is that part of the Baha men who let the dogs out?
No.
No? I'm trying to learn. I'm a slow-witted guy. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
Baha stands for the bone-anchored conduction.
Which is what I said. I don't know. Okay.
And those are for individual that may have nerve-related...
Okay.
Hearing loss, but can pick up sound through the bone.
Conduction and vibrations.
Correct. Conductions okay. and vibrations is the way in which that is done. And usually that is an option for individuals who have what we call seventh nerve auditory deafness. And what I mean by that is that the signals that are then transmitted up to the brain to transmit sound, there has been a broken down in terms of communication when we look on a neurological level.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more with Jaina in just a moment. You're not going to want to miss anything because I am going to ask her about all sorts of embarrassing things that I happen to know about and you're going to find out about in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase two lessons at one time. That's 2 1-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
Hi, Kim. This is Lisa Phillips, director of USA's Pageant. And my girls and I would like to say congratulations on your 200th episode. Thank you for always bringing us the latest news in pageantry. The Pageant Cast rocks!
This is Courtney Cox, Miss Teen South Carolina International. We're live from Chicago at the 2009 International Pageant, and I want to wish Tim Kretschmann congratulations on 200 episodes of Pageant Cast. Way to go, Tim!
Hello, Tim and Pageant Cast. This is Christina Hughes calling in from Los Angeles. I wanted to congratulate you on your 200th episode of Pageant Cast. You had me as a guest a little while ago discussing my acting career in Los Angeles and being a former Miss Connecticut USA, and I just want to congratulate you on all your hard work in making Pageant Cast such a success.
This is Jaina Altman, Miss International. We're live from Chicago at the 2009 International Pageant. And I want to wish Tim Kretschmann congratulations on 200 episodes of the Pageant Cast. Way to go, Tim.
want to take this break in the action to tell you about DiamondandIce.com. They're dedicated to creating the finest jewelry collections and specially selected gemstones, pearls, and precious metals from around the globe. Their fabulous accessories are exemplary of meticulous craftsmanship, a flair for design, and a keen ability to keep up with current trends. Now, you can check them out with a very special offer for listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you place an order during our campaign and enter the code ACPAG on ice.com or ADPAG on diamond.com, you're going to receive not 5%, not 10%, not 15%, but a whopping 20% discount on your order. It isn't absolutely everything on the site, but it's most of it. There's a lot on that offer. You want to see details, check out the Pageant Cast website. Now, if you're preparing for your next pageant, you're competing, or you're cheering somebody else on, before you go, think about your accessories. Check diamond.com and ice.com for the best in jewelry, and now also a fantastic discount. Check it out.
You're listening to Pageant Cast. We are back now with the wonderful Jana Altman. She's our current Miss International and really an incredible young woman. I've gotten to know her through primarily LinkedIn and Facebook, and just trying to keep track of the appearances that you've had this year. And luckily, I don't have a schedule like that. How many appearances did you end up with? Do you even know? Any idea?
Yeah, I've completely lost track, but I did keep track of the miles in which I traveled.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, 164,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. See my car up there? 20,000 miles.
And that's including driving, flying on the plane. I mean, so many different aspects to keeping track of that.
Well, yeah, walking down the side of a building. Oh, wait, you're doing that, right?
Yes, I am. I can't down. Wait.
I told you I had a few secrets here. Okay, tell me about rappelling down a building and why you would ever do such a crazy thing.
Well, first, I'm a thrill seeker, so yes, I do crazy things. I mean, after all, I do.
Well, you're in pageants, yeah, right. Okay, I saw that one coming. You thought you had me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm a spokesperson for Special Olympics and also Ability Beyond Disability, so I have different types of...
So you're throwing yourself off a building?
Pretty much, no.
Okay.
And in being a spokesperson for those organizations, I have different types of initiatives that we're doing to increase their fundraising, because dollars and funds is the most primary way in which we can increase the education awareness and provide services for individuals with different abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And Special Olympics has a new fundraising program called Over the Edge, and it includes rappelling down the side of a significant building in your hometown.
A significant building.
Which means a tall building.
Okay. I'm going to ask, but first I'm going to prepare myself for the answer. How tall is the building?
19 stories.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
19?
I'm so incredibly passionate about.
Okay, before you start, make sure they have at least 20 stories worth of rope, okay?
I will.
It would be bad if you get halfway down and go, hey, out of rope here.
Well, it's for individuals who do rock climbing, it's very similar to rock climbing and the fact that you bounce down the side of
bounce down is what happens when you make a mistake, too, okay? I saw the movie Alive. I know what happens up on these mountains. I learn a lot from watching TV and movies. So, okay, doing that.
Yeah.
I hear you got quite a few appearances even after you give up the antlers. I mean, the crown. So you got a few appearances also lined up. And people should know this, that you can still set up these appearances after your crown is given up.
Oh, hands down. It's really interesting because so many individuals have said, are you sad to give up the title? And I was like, well, no, not really, because what I was doing before I was crowned, it's the same that I'm doing after I give up the crown. So the crown is just in between something I've always been doing my entire life. In my life and what I'm doing, it's not going to change one bit. I just will no longer be the current Miss International.
Well, and that's the point that I like to bring up when people say you're giving up your title. You're not giving up the title. You're giving up the year that you're in service, but right. You're not giving up the title. You're going to be Miss International 2008 forever. They're stuck with you.
They kind of are.
Those poor dudes.
Am I crazy?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That title is yours. And that's not what you're giving up. What you're giving up is basically the antlers and getting to wear that out in public. But that's why even on our show, we have ex-Miss USAs that we've had on the show, like Lou Parker, and because it's still a very big part of your life, and this is always going to be an important part of your life, particularly the part that you met me. I slid that in really good, don't you think? Let's see. I also wanted to talk to you about how did you prepare for the pageant?
Was
this a first pageant? Or I know where this is going, but I think everybody will enjoy the journey. So tell me, how did you prepare for the pageant?
You know, it's really interesting because I know that so many different girls contact different coaches and they work really hard on making sure that they have the right wardrobe and they've got backup wardrobes and the hair is perfect and they've got the nails. And for me, the most important thing that I was focused on was really my appearances, you know, keeping up with the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to demonstrate before I got to the national level that I was ready for the title because I was already doing national appearances.
And ladies that are listening, that is absolutely key. Judges look for that. They don't want to hear what you're going to do. They're going to ask, what have you done?
Right. And so that was first and foremost so important to me. And then the second aspect in preparation was the speaking component and the interview component. For me, getting to know individuals, for those judges getting to know me and really the heart of who I am, I wanted to make sure that that was effectively conveyed in the 4 or 5 minutes I had with them. So I really spent a good amount of time working on my interview skills, making sure that the message I wanted to convey was quick, short, and to the point, and that it was powerful because I knew that I had a great story to tell and I wanted that opportunity to be given a larger voice in which to share it. And so the interview component was the second most pressing for me. And I know that seems odd because, you know, you think I would worry about the clothing and I would worry about the dress. And yes, that was, those were things that I was looking out for and researching and trying to find, quote-unquote, the perfect wardrobe. But compared to typical pageantry, I didn't have what you would consider maybe the perfect pageant wardrobe. For my evening gown, I wore a wedding dress. I didn't wear your typical pageant dress. I wore a wedding dress, and I loved it. And my parents joke around, well, that's good that you got a wedding dress because that's going to be your wedding dress.
Oh, boy. Two for one.
But, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then second, just looking at the different things in terms of my wardrobe that represented me. And really making sure that every aspect was me and showcased who I am, my individual personality, more so than trying to impress the judges. I wasn't out to impress the judges. I was out to show the judges who I was and why I would be the best person for the job.
And that is a key distinction, is when you're showing them who you are instead of trying to impress them with something that maybe you're not. And judges will see through a lot of that. You know what? We're out of time for this segment, so we're going to go to a third segment.
Yay!
Never did this before, so we'll be back with more with Jane Altman in just a moment.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the pageantcast. This is Sherry Jenkins, and this is Pennsylvania International 2009 wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Today's PodSafe musical selection comes to us from Aerial Publicity. It's from a band we featured here earlier this month. She Swings, She Sways. The name of the title is He Loves Me, and it's off their album Wasted Love Songs, which is sure to be a huge hit. Here is the song He Loves Me by She Swings, She Sways.
Hi, this is She Swings, She Sways, and I hope you enjoy this new track. There's a rhyme and a reason for feeling like this. The event of the season started off with a kiss.
Someone hit me in the shower. Someone knocked me to the floor.
If your face weren't so sour, I would find you a bore.
He says he loves me.
dancers under red lights and stairs.
Long line of romances, no one knows and no one cares.
So if you think you're the first one to make me shuffle and twitch,
shuffle and itch. And he says he loves me, oh. I love the red wine and blues. So I found myself a lover.
I found myself a lover.
And I found myself a friend.
I found myself a friend.
He'll be waiting there with a pistol
for the moment we walk in.
And he says he loves me. Oh.
Hi, this is She Swings, She Sways from Ottumwa, Iowa, and I am proud to be a PodSafe artist.
You're listening to the PageantCast in the third installment, the first time we've ever gone to a third installment, but Jaina, I'm glad it's you that has gone into this new territory for me.
New territory.
That's right. I'm very excited to have you on here for the third show. Now, one thing I did want to tell you about, because we are an auditory show and we know you have limited ability to enjoy that portion of things, we actually do have a transcription service that works with our system. And it does some very interesting names with really odd and peculiar names, like, you know, Bukema or something like that. But it does work fairly decent. And so certainly we hope you'll be able to see this later on in that form as well. We have to talk about that night.
What do we need to talk about?
Well, okay, before the pageant, I met Jaina, and she was just whining and complaining, basically. It was basically whining and complaining. Is saying, oh, I don't know if I'm even going to make top 10. And
It was
this sad little thing. And then later on in the night, she gets the crown, and it looked like you had lost all feeling in your feet. And apparently there was going to be some sort of cardiac arrest that was about to occur. How did it feel up there? Because you had told me you had competed in other pageants and never made top 10.
Right. Competed in other pageants and never made top 10. So for me...
So this was like a whoopsie, won the big award.
Pretty much. I was like, okay. Is she in the right goal?
Well, that, by the way, if you have video of this, you watch the DVD, it is hysterically funny. You should wind it back and watch it a couple of times. That's really good. Yes.
Thank you. You know, it was really interesting because they called top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, of course, you got out your interview suit. Oh, I'm loading you up for that one. Go ahead. Tell us about that.
I didn't have an interview suit.
She was so incredibly sure of this top 10 placement, she didn't even bother to bring an interview suit. Okay, go ahead.
You know, actually, I really didn't know what to bring
yeah.
for an on-stage interview. I just, normally I'm used to doing that in an evening gown. And so right. an on-stage interview, I was like, I really didn't know.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know what? I've just never made top 10. I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I'm here to have fun. And I really was here to have fun and get to mm-hmm. know the girls. And being given the award Miss Congeniality is definite proof of that.
Right, right.
And so I my heart goes out to Miss New Jersey 2008, which was Ashley Fivehouse. I will never forget her. Because before the show had begun, she had heard that I didn't have my interview suit. And she said, someone told me that you didn't have an interview suit. And I was like, well, yeah, sure. Not, I mean, no big deal. I mean, I'm not worried about it. It's not like I'm going to make top 10. And she was like, Trina, I really think you will. And I was like, no. I'm like, you have the perfect wardrobe, the perfect hair. I'm like, you're just like dynamite. And she's like, no. She's like, I really think. And I'm like, no, I'm not really worried about it. And she's like, well, if you make top 10, she's like, I want you to use my suit. And I was like, well, you're going to make top 10. So.
Yeah.
And so anyway, top 10 got called, and I got called into it, and Ashley didn't, and my heart broke. And I remember being on stage and turning around to her and mouthing, oh, my God, what do I do?
Yes, we all saw it. It was one of the more entertaining moments of the night. Not quite like the hopscotch game that you began out on stage. That came later. This is why we needed a third segment for this interview. Tell us about why you would start playing hopscotch on stage. Tell the whole story.
I have to share this story because how many times have we been competing and we trip and fall or we something going on.
Oh, yeah.
We need
absolutely.
We're modeling, we trip, and we get so worried that the judges are going to be worried about it. Well, I've got the story for you. My heel had gotten caught in the back of my dress. And not only did it get caught in the back of my
dress. And that's not where it's supposed to go. It's supposed to stay on the floor. But okay, go on.
It punctured a hole through the dress, through the chiffon.
Okay, give everybody a minute. Okay, go on.
And I was trying, and it had happened right as I was stepping onto the stage to get ready to model fashion fun wear. So lo and behold, I knew I had to get out of it. Otherwise, I was going to trip and fall on my face and mm-hmm. pull a Miss Congeniality Thunder Bullet.
Right, right.
And then I really would have been Miss Congeniality. So I was hopping up and down on stage in front of the judges trying to get my shoe out of my dress.
Dislodged, yeah.
So that I could appropriately model it.
For a while there, we thought you might need to Heimlich on top of the whole thing, but then you went and you modeled it and whoops, got the crown. So.
And you know what? At that point in time, because there's so many different snafus that had happened, and mm-hmm. I think one of the key aspects that helped me is that every single time something bad happened, instead of worrying about it and crying and being stressed about it, I started laughing.
And I think I have often said this, the most nervous girl at the pageant never wins. Absolutely never wins. It's the one that's having a good time. And you certainly were having a blast. Lord knows why, because it seemed like everything was going wrong. Every time I look it up, I'm like, what just happened this time? And she's just, during the whole thing, she's just looking like she's having the time of her life.
Oh,
and,
I was.
And you were. You
and
were,
I was.
And it came out. And
because, my God, if I only top 10.
Anyway, I do appreciate you taking the time, Jaina, and we'll get this out on the feed soon, but really do appreciate you
I will. And
time.
One thing I do want to say is okay. that despite all the snafus that did happen on the final night,
yes.
I think one of the things that girls do need to keep in mind, yes, mistakes happen, and yes, things happen. You need to keep in mind that when you have fun, you have a good time, and you are passionate about what you do, and you have a voice for it,
mm-hmm.
that the judges are going to see that, and they're going to see who you are, and it's your inner beauty that is going to shine through and help you capture that title more so than anything on the outside.
And let's face it, if she would have fell all the way over, we would have seen even more of Jaina than we wanted to, but you know, it would have been a different angle. And then trying to get back up. But right. Yeah, but you and really do. You
true. And that's what I love about the Miss International system, yeah. because they really focus on that aspect, on the accomplishments of young women, and making sure that the woman that is selected because of the power of her voice and what she's going to bring to the crown, rather than what the crown will bring to her.
Well, and I think particularly your achievement last year, it's like the old line about a hero untested is not a hero. And you were tested a number of times. He still ended up in getting the tiara and just putting together an incredible reigning year, getting all of those appearances, being so involved in the community. And it's really been a pleasure to watch you all year, and we look forward to seeing you continued in the future.
Thank you.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Pageant
Cast. That's it. I guess that's what a 200th episode of the Pageant Cast sounds like. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed it too. We're going to have lots of great stuff coming up here on the Pageant Cast. Coming up in the near future, you're going to have all the live Beauties of America coverage that we did out in Myrtle Beach. That'll be coming real soon. Here on the show, we have Erica Valdez, who we recorded when she was a state representative for Belleza Latina, and now she's the new Ms. Belleza Latina. A lot like our Juanita Ingram interview I talked about just a week ago. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up. I'm not even going to tell you about all the great people I have, like Miss Cuba 2009, Yamalita Galaxio. We have Michelle Strom, who was Mrs. Nebraska this year out at United States. Sherry Jenkins from Pennsylvania at International 2009. That's just some of the people that I have recorded, and a lot more surprises coming up on upcoming weeks here on the Pageant Coast. Hope you enjoyed our 200th episode. Hope you enjoy the next 200. Oh, that's daunting. That's really scary to think about. Until next week, Tiara Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.